Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Now
on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
512 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Monday afternoon. Thanks a lot for having us on today. We certainly do appreciate that. Cool, dry conditions back into the forecast. Austin will be going over the complete look at the next 3 to 5 days in terms of what you can expect. That'll be coming up in just in a few more minutes here. Also, the Escambia County Fire Rescue's Battalion Chief Dan Brask says in these dry, windy conditions, it doesn't take much time for a fire to get out of control, and recommends residents to avoid burning at least for the next couple of days, because it will be dry, and pleasantly dry, though. No cold snow. We're happy about that one.
It's a shame that we're now in a position where we have to make that clarification. Of course, also one of our top stories today, officials continue to look for clues after a medical transport jet crashed in northeast Philadelphia, killing 7 people. You may remember us breaking into Fox News about that Friday evening. 6 people on board lost their lives, while another person on the ground also died. The jet went down Friday, as I said, bursting into flames and sending debris scattered across several blocks.
I know when we broke into programming, it was a little bit after, I guess it was a little bit after 6 o'clock or so when we picked up the programming from Philadelphia after that crash. I did not expect it to be that bad. I just did not expect that at all. Hey, stocks ending down today amid fears of President Trump's tariffs, which have now been put on hiatus or paused for the next 30 days. Hillary Barsky has those numbers.
A volatile trading session with the major averages ending lower but pairing from earlier bigger losses following news that President Trump delayed new tariffs on Mexico for a month to allow for negotiations. However, tariffs on Canada and China are still on the table for now. Tech was the worst performer, with Apple, Tesla, and Nvidia leading the charge, while healthcare and consumer staples advanced. Shares of Tesla fell 5%. The EV maker assembles all of its vehicles for the U.S. market in the country, but 15% of the parts for the Model Y are sold in the U.S. but come from Mexico. The Dow falling 123 points, the Nasdaq lower by 235, S&P 500 down 46. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Okay, once again, President Trump and Prime Minister Trudeau has pushed the pause button on tariffs in that dispute. 25% was pretty hefty. But that's been put on pause for the next 30 days. We'll keep you updated as this continues to unravel today. We're also getting reaction to Governor DeSantis' criticism of recent immigration bill elements passed by Florida's Republican lawmakers. Representative Alex Andrade says it comes down to ego.
Governor DeSantis is in his final 2 years as governor. He's trying to hold on to, like, some semblance of, it comes off more aggressive than it should, but like relevancy. And so he's doing this kind of trip around the state on taxpayer dime, by the way, bringing state agency heads with him all across the state, creating this fake narrative to justify vetoing a bill that would be the strongest immigration bill in the country if he signed it.
Okay, and one of DeSantis' chief complaints is that it strips him of some immigration power and gives it to the Ag Commissioner Wilton Simpson.
He made the perfect sense right now at this point in time to go help President Trump. And by the way, our Ag Commissioner and President Trump are friends. DeSantis it's made up. It's the most bizarre thing, Andrew. I've never seen anything like it.
Okay, and Andrade says the state legislature worked on the bill with the Trump administration, and he believes it would make the state the strongest in the nation on immigration.
Wow. Yeah, that was a pretty heavy interview on Pensacola Morning News. And I think he's got a good point. If this guy, when you look at where other prominent state officials are right now, multiple of them are transitioning to other positions, and if it is now in the hands of someone who is on good terms with Trump, I don't think it's the end of the world. All righty, just past 5:15 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Our first for this hour, this traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at the roads here, it was a pretty loaded first hour. We did have an accident report on Brent Lane traveling westbound towards Palafox, which is still causing issues in that area. Also have some backups on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile and on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. Beyond that, it's just going to be a couple more of the usual spots, most notably Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing Hurlburt Field. As for the weather, sitting at around 65 degrees, low of 54 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a nice Tuesday, high of 71, low of 57.
News Radio 92.3, Escambia County's Natural Resources Conservation Division has scheduled a prescribed burn. This will be in the Jones Swamp Wetland Preserve Wednesday and Thursday. The affected burn area is located south of Highway 98, west of Fairfield Drive, north of Gulf Beach Highway, and east of Blue Angel Parkway. That area about 34 acres scheduled to be torched on Wednesday and Thursday.
Wow. All righty. And one of our top headlines in the state of Florida here, Rick Scott giving a hand to the Florida Republican Party. Senator Scott congratulated party officials yesterday for flipping Hillsborough County red. The county now has more registered Republicans than Democrats. That makes 58 counties where Republicans have a registration advantage. Democrats still have the edge in 9, though, and Scott says on X that Florida has the best grassroots in the nation.
President Trump has gotten early wins on his most important policy position, fighting illegal immigration. Kevin Uresky has more in Securing America.
Securing America.
2 weeks into the new Trump presidency, members of the president's administration say his goal to secure the border is making significant progress. Border czar Tom Homan on Fox's Sunday Morning Futures.
The crossings on the border are down 93%.
Some have been surprised by the tariffs enacted by the president against Canada for a lack of help on the northern border. But Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem, appearing Sunday on NBC's Meet the Press, said the Canadians have work to do.
We have people coming into our country from China, from foreign countries. We have people on the terrorist watch list that come in over our northern border.
Noem also described some of the people who have been deported thus far, saying many had warrants for crimes such as murder, rape, and assault. And at this point, no one should be surprised.
The president has been very clear from the beginning that there's a new sheriff in town, that he's going to make sure he's putting Americans first.
Kevin Uresky, Fox News.
All righty, 519 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, got some good news for you. A Florida native making a name for herself in the music world after the Grammys this weekend. Details on who that is and how she did so coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Do you love church? Ephesians 5 tells us that Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. Acts 20:28 says that Christ purchased the church with his blood. 1 Timothy 3 tells us that the church is the pillar and ground of truth. So obviously, the New Testament places a huge priority on the church. If you're a Christian but not a member of a local Bible preaching church, I urge you to get involved as soon as possible. You possess unique spiritual gifts that can be used within the body of believers. Hebrews 10 tells Christians to not forsake the assembling of yourselves together. God wants us to worship him and provoke others to love and good works. Attend a Bible-believing church this Sunday.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of Northstone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Need an affordable medical clinic?
Go to a ProHealth location.
Need a walk-in or same-day appointment?
Go to a ProHealth location.
Need a $45 zero copay medical plan?
Go to ProHealthFL.com. ProHealth has always been known for being Pensacola's most trusted and affordable clinic and lab, but now ProHealth offers over 30 affordable ultrasounds too. You never need a doctor's order, and ProHealth allows you to pay with HSA or FSA funds for all their services. You can even schedule yourself at ProHealthFL.com. That's ProHealthFL.com.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, Spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. You've heard about the fight between Governor DeSantis and the legislature over immigration. Well, today I had Alex Andrade on, a state representative, and played DeSantis's comments from Friday's press conference and then let Alex answer so you could really kind of get both sides on this discussion. Also talked a lot about proposals in Santa Rosa County to put in a municipal services benefit unit for stormwater and a tax unit for the sheriff's department, among other things. You can listen to all of these podcasts at newsradio923.com.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get The Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price. Monday afternoon. And it's a beauty. It's been a beautiful day all day today.
Yeah, not too bad. Not too bad.
It was a goodie. Like this next story here that, and you're going to like it too. A gunman storming a weekend band competition. This happened at a Texas high school. Was subdued by four quick-acting fathers. You don't mess with fathers in Texas, I want to tell you. Eben Brown has a story for us.
Four dads, three who are military vets and one who is a police officer, sprang quickly into action Saturday night when an elderly man with a gun burst into a band competition at Angleton High School in Pasadena, Texas, outside Houston. They tackled him, forced him to the ground, and restrained him.
I grabbed his arms while Adam took the gun out. Then once the gun was removed from his hand, he had no handcuffs. So I took off my belt, made a handcuff.
The gunman got off only two shots, injuring one man. No children were hurt. The 83-year-old gunman is being criminally charged, but claimed he was being chased and feared for his life. Eben Brown, Fox News.
My goodness. As you said, it's a saying, you don't mess with Texas. And yeah, you certainly don't deal with protective fathers in Texas.
Especially big, big guys.
525 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. It's a lot more of what we've already been covering. So let's see if I can hit these just kind of bop. Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound passing Hurlburt Field. Highway 90, traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. 9 Mile Road, traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. And we did have an accident on Brent Lane earlier this afternoon that was causing backups traveling westbound towards Palafox, but that has seemingly cleared out.
What is this, weather for dummies or something?
Traffic and weather for dummies. The only dummy's me. I'm trying to simplify for myself.
I'm following you perfectly. No. This is good.
And then as for the weather, 65 degrees, low of 54 tonight. Tomorrow is going to be a high of 71 and a low of 57.
All right. City of Milton encountering delays in constructing a long-planned wastewater treatment plant. Santa Rosa Commissioner saying enough is enough. They have decided now to get into the wastewater treatment business. The wait is over in developing a proposed plant that would process 8 million gallons of wastewater a day, a significant upgrade from the old plant's 2.5 million gallon max capacity. Let me give you a reference point. Pensacola Beach has about 2.2 million for their capacity. So think about the whole entire city of Milton compared to the what it handles on the beach handling. Mm-hmm. Milton needed more than a 2.5 million capacity tank. right. and process there. So they're going to get $8 million. What does that equate to? If you go out to Bayou Marcus at a Blue Angel Parkway, this is ECUA's west side distribution facility, about 8.8 million gallons a day on that side. But if you go to the big boy, CWRF, the Central Water Reclamation Facility up here to the north of 9 Mile Road, 10 Mile Road up in that area, that bad boy does 22.5 million.
Wow.
So you see what I'm talking about. But anyway, I'm glad Milton is getting this put together. The city now stands to take a financial hit from the county's decision to build its own plant. Maybe we'll talk about that coming up in the next few days. We'll get Ed Spears. Maybe you can give us some direction in terms of what's going on over there.
Yeah, pretty sizable leap. Yeah, for sure.
Ed, of course, is the city manager for the city of Milton.
Yes.
And we'll talk to him.
Yeah, he's a fan favorite. He's been by multiple times. We always love having him on. Mentioned this before the break. Apparently, speaking of people that a lot of folks love, a Tampa native making a name for herself in the music world, Blake High School alum Jayla Hickman, her stage name is Dochi, won a Grammy last night for Best Rap Album. Alligator Bites Never Heal is the name of it. It's the first Grammy for the 26-year-old. She's just the third woman to win Best Rap Album. In her acceptance speech, she says she calls herself the Swamp Princess because she's from Tampa, and she encouraged record labels to go to Tampa because it has so much talent. So that's obviously very, very considerate shout-out there for the Sunshine State. But I will say, Chris, I told you during break, apparently, she's got a huge fan base. I saw one of her songs on a TikTok trend a few days ago. I hadn't heard of her before that. Maybe I'm just uncultured.
I'm with you on the same page.
Well, yeah, but you didn't know who Paramore was either. I don't hold that against you.
Okay, while we're talking about the Grammys, my gosh, let's kind of dissect it a little bit. It was a night long on performances and short on politics. Thank the Lord for that one. Grammys took off on Sunday evening. Michelle Pollino was there.
The 67th Annual Grammy Awards focused on music and raising funds and celebrating the heroes of the Los Angeles wildfires. The show opened with several references to the wildfires and put the spotlight on the city's resiliency. Best pop duo performance went to Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars for their song Die With a Smile. And Gaga took the moment and made it political, the sound courtesy of CBS and the Recording Academy.
Trans people are not invisible.
And while accepting the Global Impact Award, Alicia Keys said that DEI is not a threat, it's a gift. This as President Trump rolled back DEI initiatives via executive order. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
I know you said it wasn't relatively a lot of politics, and I'm right there with you as a sports fan. I know I don't like politics getting into my stuff.
I hate it when ESPN rolls off in that stuff.
Right. And this, of course, is not something that just the Grammys get hate for. It's the Oscars as well. But as you said, all things considered, relatively not a bad night. Music typically was the forefront. That's what it's supposed to be at the Grammys, believe it or not. And we're going to be touching on it more later this hour. Kendrick Lamar, I think, is a big symbol of that with his diss track winning big at the Grammys
last
night.
You go, boy. Congrats to Brant and Samantha Hendricks of Jay. They placed in the top 10 of the American Farm Bureau Achievement in Ag Competition in San Antonio.
Really?
Couple are third-generation farmers of Hendricks & Son Farm. Last year, the Hendricks were named the state winners of the Florida Farm Bureau's Achievement in Agricultural Award. I always love to point our great farmers out, so congratulations to the Hendricks.
I'm John Saucier. President Trump says he is pausing tariffs against Mexico after their president agreed to send soldiers to the U.S.-Mexican border.
And they've agreed to put in 10,000 soldiers permanently, like forever, 10,000 soldiers at their side of the border and stop fentanyl and illegal aliens from coming into our country. They have a big incentive to do.
25% tariffs against Canada also have been now put on pause after the president came to a similar agreement with Prime Minister Trudeau. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth and Border Czar Tom Homan visiting troops at the southern border. Secretary Hegseth says securing the border is a matter of national security.
Guys and gals of my generation have spent decades in foreign countries guarding other people's borders. It's about time we secure our own border.
America's listening to Fox News.
I'm
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Apple shares fell more than 3% today after President Trump announced 10% tariffs on China, where the company assembles the majority of its products. Apple's drop was steeper than all of the tech megacaps other than Tesla. President Donald Trump is naming Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent the acting director of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. The move comes after the president fired former head Rohit Chopra over the weekend. Bessent was confirmed as head of the U.S. Treasury last week and will presumably lead the CFPB until a permanent pick is named. On Wall Street, that 30-day pause on tariff for goods from Mexico is having an effect, with the Dow dropping 122, the S&P 500 was off by 45, and the tech-heavy Nasdaq dropping 235 points. Crude oil futures for March are just above 72 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code COMFORT at checkout. That's harrys.com, code COMFORT. Enjoy!
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. Myles Garrett has requested a trade, and right now the Cleveland Browns say they won't entertain trading him. And we all know how this will eventually go. Cleveland will eventually trade away their elite pass rusher this offseason. And teams like the Buffalo Bills, Washington Commanders, Detroit Lions, and yes, even the two teams playing in the Super Bowl on Sunday, in the Kansas City Chiefs and Philadelphia Eagles, should all pounce on the opportunity of eventually acquiring Myles Garrett from the Browns. I'm Zach Gelb.
Did you know your skin is the largest organ of your body?
Huh?
That's why you should shower with Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash instead of plain old bar soap. Love your skin by super hydrating it with vitamin B3 and glorious notes of vanilla and shea. Did you know that my super hydrated skin is the second largest organ of my body? The first is my heart. Old Spice. Men have skin too. Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash. 24/7 renewing moisture. With daily use.
O'Reilly! You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
Join Keith and Pam, your insurance experts with Verus Health Partners, tomorrow at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Learn how to save money on your healthcare costs. Find the right insurance products that best fits the needs for you and your family as you head towards retirement or are looking for options now. They will be taking your calls and questions tomorrow at 9 with Verus Health Partners on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The life of every child is precious. If you care for a child or teenager with a disability and have limited income and resources, they may qualify for monthly cash payments through the Supplemental Security Income Program, or SSI. Call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/ssikids to learn more. That's ssa.gov/ssikids. Message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Friday night, enjoy the Pensacola Symphony's Mozart Madness at the First Baptist Church of Pensacola. For tickets and more info, please see pensacolasymphony.org. The 12th annual Kids and Critters Parade will take place Saturday in the Casino Beach parking lot across from Sidelines. It's the kids' chance to enjoy some Mardi Gras fun. See visitpensacola.com for more. Find more events and submit yours at newsradio923.com.
We are expecting some snow here later today.
Severe weather can strike at any time.
Mayor Reeves, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Thanks for having me. Our 17 critical roads within the city have already been cleared of snow.
When you need to know.
Mayor Reeves declared a local state of emergency. City offices are closed today, of course. They will schedule to be reopened.
Severe weather can strike at any time.
When you need to know.
News Radio 92.3.
To Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Now, I know that's not Martha and the Vandellas who did the original track on that.
That is Linda Ronstadt.
That's what I thought. News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. I knew that was not the original on that one, which was not a bad song. Linda Ronstadt is nothing to sneeze at, let me tell you. She does some good stuff. Anyway, so thank you for playing that. Hope you're having a great afternoon, everybody. It is 5:37, kind of moving right along here. Big weekend. Let's just put it like this. It was a weekend that was... When it came to sports, the Ice Flyer in Roanoke, they split their series 1-1 over the weekend. This Friday and Saturday, Pensacola's back on home ice against Macon. Friday is adult Jersey night. Saturday, you can join Bud, Buzz, Woody, the whole gang for Toy Story. The Toy Story Jersey night. This is probably a pretty interesting one. I wonder if...
I was about to say, I would say so.
Well, no, wait, here's what I'm saying, because we noticed this, that Greg Harris seemed to make appearances on Channel 3 on Tuesdays.
Right.
And he always sports the new jersey that they're getting ready to sell off, you know.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll be selling them, yeah.
Anyway, so Toy Story, the jerseys, it is Saturday night on the ice, puck dropping 7:05 on that. And, of course, the 2005 Senior Bowl. It was a pretty darn interesting win for the American team, 22-19 over the national team. So a couple of things happening.
Yeah, and we were talking last hour about how not only was it a thrilling finish, but it was a heartfelt one to have that. His name was Jack Beck, was that it?
Yeah, I think it was.
He lost his brother Tyler in the New Orleans New Year's attack. So it
yeah,
was
Jack Beck. Yep.
Yeah, so it was very, very wholesome to see him have that opportunity. Also, this came out earlier this afternoon, and Chris, when we were talking about it, I told you this was something that I feel had to happen. Leonard Hamilton, if you don't know who that is, he's the head coach of the Florida State men's basketball program.
Knowles.
Yes, the Knowles. And he has announced that he is resigning at the end of this season.
Now, didn't he have some kind of problems a few months back?
As far as like...
Something came up with the league or something happened.
There were some players that were disgruntled, I think, maybe about some unkept promises. That's a big problem now in the NIL era. There could have been something like that, I think. And when you combine that type of stuff with his age, with him being, with Florida State being past their prime under him, they're just not a good team right now. They recently just lost a heartbreaker to Boston College, and they're, 13-9 now? It's something like that.
That's not like him.
Right. So to see, well, that's the thing though. It typically is like that under Leonard Hamilton. And it sounds mean, but I was wondering, I'm like, I don't know how this guy still has a job. I do think it is time for him to go. So I think this is if this was his doing, I'm not sure if it was, but if it was, I respect him because it's a selfless call. It's the right call.
Okay. 28th annual Pensacola Double Bridge Run made its return Saturday. Runners crossing the 3-mile Sykes Bridge as the iconic race totaled just over 9 miles between locals and tourists. Nearly 4,000 people participated in this year's run, and I think the one thing that everybody loves so much, the weather conditions, ideal for running. We didn't have that cold, dreary type days. It was beautiful. Nice day for a run.
Yeah,
I think I'll go out and run 15 Ks today.
And several major...
I'll go get a cab.
Yeah, that's more like it. That's more my speed. Several Major League Baseball teams will not visit the West Sacramento area to play the former Oakland A's, now known as just the A's. The American League team will play at least the next three seasons at Sutter Health Park, home of the minor league Sacramento River Cats, until a new arena in Las Vegas is completed. All American League teams and the crosstown rival San Francisco Giants will play in the temporary field. But this season, the only other teams to travel to the state capital will be the Arizona Diamondbacks, San Diego Padres, Chicago Cubs, Cincinnati Reds, Braves, Mets, and Phillies. Among the teams missing on the schedule are the world champion Los Angeles Dodgers and American League champion New York Yankees.
Okay, let's go ahead and dive into this one. L.A., Dallas, the most shocking trade that could have happened in the NBA. Tim McMaster has more on this.
A weekend of blockbuster trades in the NBA. First, the big one, Saturday night, Luka Doncic. Now a Laker, Anthony Davis, a Maverick. Dallas's decision to deal the 25-year-old Doncic, who's already a five-time All-Star and five-time NBA All-Pro, sends shockwaves around the league. Then Sunday night, news that the Kings are finalizing a deal to send De'Aaron Fox to the Spurs in a multi-team trade that will land Bulls star Zach LaVine with the Kings. Elsewhere Sunday, WNBA stars Asia Wilson and Caitlin Clark saw their number 22 college jerseys retired at South Carolina and Iowa, and Rory McIlroy won the Pebble Beach Pro-Am, his 27th career PGA Tour win. Tim McMaster, Fox News.
Well, he wrapped that up, didn't he?
Yeah, and two takeaways that I have from that. Yeah. One, on the women's basketball scene, the number 22 must be a pretty lucky number, but also, man, the Luka Lakers thing, I was vocal about it last hour. I'm going to tell you now, if you're like me, and you have a splotchy memory, so the minute you retain something, there's a very good chance you'll forget it. You probably saw this as a much-needed reminder that Mark Cuban is no longer in charge of the Mavericks organization. This was a terrible decision by a team that had once gotten a lot of love for how Cuban ran them. Now that he's out of the picture, it's amazing how far south things have gone and how quickly.
Did you see that game disguised as a football game was really a flag personality game type thing? In Orlando.
Is that what you're talking about?
I'm not even going to go as far as calling it the Pro Bowl. I'll call it an exhibition for NFL players. But did you see it?
Yes, I saw bits and pieces.
Okay, I did too. I picked it up where before it started, they had the female teams, the NFL female football team, flag football teams playing before the actual event got underway. Noticing today, I just got a text from New Orleans. New Orleans first NFL female team has been organized.
Really?
In the EC. Yep, sure has been. Flag football.
Yeah.
Let's not go crazy here. Let's make sure we know that they're pulling the little flags here.
Right. Well, and that's the thing. I was, you know, when I was in high school, I heard, because I went to Pace High. Go Patriots. I heard about us having a flag football team, and for a moment there, I was like, I think everyone's reaction was the same. We have a flag football team, and it was like a newer acquisition.
Right.
Flag football, particularly on the women's side, along with the Pro Bowl, is becoming more popular of a thing, more mainstream.
Let me tell you, I think it's pretty darn good.
Yeah.
I think it's a great, you know, if they can play before the big game,
right.
it brings a little bit more entertainment.
You just don't like it in the Pro Bowl, compared to what the Pro Bowl used to be.
You know... I'm talking about the flag football game before the Pro Bowl game,
right.
with the females.
Right.
And I think it's great that the league has established something like that. I think it'd be a great addition. You know, first, before the real activity happens, they bring in the ladies, they do their flag football game, and then the NFL players and do their thing.
Right.
But I think it's great diversity. I think I welcome that. I thought it was kind of interesting. Not that they played very well, because I thought they really played terrible. I mean, they drop balls and things like that, but that's okay.
They suck at it, but once they get better.
That's okay. Give them a couple of years. But but anyway. Hey, another thing with the NFL. Let's get it out of our system right now.
All right.
The Washington Commanders do not want to change their name, and by golly, they're not going to. Jared Max has the story.
They are the Washington Commanders, and the Commanders, they will remain. Josh Harris, owner of the NFL franchise known as the Redskins from 1933 to 2019, said he won't be considering changing the team nickname back to how it used to be. Before the Commanders settled on their current nickname, they were known as the Washington Football Team in the 2020 and 2021 seasons. Then the switch to Commanders. Team owner Josh Harris said Monday, "I think it's now being embraced by our team, by our culture, by our coaching staff, so we're going with that." Jared Max, Fox News.
Yeah, I told you last hour, Chris. I think, you know, it's an old saying, nobody likes change, But they come around to it when the change starts to pay off. For example, when the Rams went to L.A. and the Chargers went to L.A., people said L.A. doesn't want either of these crappy teams. The Rams then started making and winning Super Bowls, and all of a sudden, oh, we love the Rams. You don't hear any poo-poo on them now. Chargers, they still stink.
Any what?
Poo-poo. The Chargers still stink, and people haven't come around to them. The Commanders just made an NFC title game. I think we're going to see less and less people complaining about the whole Redskins stuff.
All right. I only complain about their colors.
Yeah.
That's all.
And that's a problem much bigger than the name. Yeah, that is something that they've always had those colors.
Okay, there is more problems brewing in the NFL than we tend to believe there is. And one of them, a star player for the Cleveland Browns, is now requesting a trade, frustrated, wants that Super Bowl ring, and he wants it now.
After 8 years anchoring the Cleveland Browns defensive line, four-time All-Pro defensive end Myles Garrett said he wants to play for another team. With 2 years remaining on his contract with the Browns, Garrett took to social media Monday and shared a letter he wrote, which in part states, "While I've loved calling this city my home, my desire to win and compete on the biggest stages won't allow me to be complacent." The goal, Myles Garrett wrote, was never to go from Cleveland to Canton, where the Pro Football Hall of Fame is located. Garrett wrote, "It has always been to compete for and win a Super Bowl. With that in mind, I have requested to be traded from the Cleveland Browns." Signed, Myles Garrett. The reigning AP Defensive Player of the Year had 14 sacks for Cleveland this season, his seventh straight season with double-digit sacks. Jared Max, Fox News.
Yeah, you can't blame the guy for looking around and saying, "I don't think I'm going to win a Super Bowl in Cleveland." Heck, they haven't even made one. A little bit past 5:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. If you're traveling westbound on I-10, passing the I-110 north ramp, we do have issues there still. Same with if you're traveling westbound on 9 Mile Road towards Kimstrand Road. There is an accident report on Mobile Highway. This appears to be if you are traveling westbound, just passing the three-way with Fairfield and what's that other road? Fairfield, and if this would let me look, I think it's New Warrington Road. Either way, you get the idea. Mobile, traveling past Fairfield, approaching Massachusetts. We got some problems there. Outside of that, it's just a couple more of the usual spots. As for the weather, 65 degrees, low of 54 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a high of 71, low of 57.
And if you think you're going to maybe plan on running a couple of red lights here, don't forget the red light period of grace is over.
Yes.
Five intersections here in Pensacola. Red lights are active. It will cost you $158 if you run the red light.
Not ideal.
So don't even think about doing that one. Hey, I want to rack another number up here, if you don't mind, 2776. Just coming all in right here. Something just kind of making its way into the newsroom. New Homeland Security Secretary, we're talking about Kristi Noem, of course, is in New Orleans ahead of the Super Bowl. Jessica Rosenthal has a report from the AZ.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem met with Louisiana's governor and New Orleans mayor next to a makeshift memorial honoring the 14 people who were killed in a terrorist attack New Year's Day.
Lives were changed forever, and a lot of these individuals that you see standing behind us were here on people's very worst days.
Noem said her focus would be on increasing communication between and among local, state, and federal agencies ahead of the Super Bowl. New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell thanked Noem.
We have worked together to make sure that we're hardening our targets, that we have a unified command. The communication has been stellar.
She specifically thanked Noem for floating the idea of increasing New Orleans' special event assessment security rating over the long term. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
5:49, you're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Around this time every hour, I'd like to give you another reminder of your stock numbers. Wall Street closing lower after a volatile start to February. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 122 points to 44,422. The S&P 500 fell 46 points to 59,94. And the NASDAQ dropped 235 points to 19,392.
Okay, for decades, the property was a downtown parking lot. Now a transformation has begun. Red Feather Townhomes. It's a new townhome development will begin construction in March. The 11-unit high-end townhome development located at the corner of Balin and Intendencia Streets. Construction on the townhomes should be completed by the summer of 2026. And these are high-end type of properties.
Yes.
In other words, expensive.
Yeah, elite. Also, earlier this hour, we were talking about the Grammys, and I said we'd have an update on that regarding just how I feel it was a telling change of pace and a much-needed one for the Grammys and how people perceive them. So let me just summarize it here. Beyonce extending her record for most awarded Grammy artist in history. She won 3 awards, including one for Album of the Year. Charlie XCX nabbed her first Grammy Award as a solo act for Best Dance Pop Album for Brat and Best Pop Song for its lead single, Von Dutch. And Chapel Roan was also a first-time winner, crowned Best New Artist. Kendrick Lamar, this is a huge one, won 5 awards, including Song of the Year and Record of the Year for Not Like Us. So Not Like Us is a diss track against one of the biggest musical artists in the industry, Drake. And I think to see a song that was definitely deserving of the award, I think to see it shine like this does say a lot about how they're trying to get back to what the people want to hear and what the people think earned it and yada, 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 and trying to drift away from that political agenda stuff we were talking about earlier.
Okay, I think Marco Rubio did a pretty nice job down in the Panama Canal. It seems as though China's influence on the canal might be slipping away. After a meeting with Secretary of State Rubio, cooler heads have prevailed down there. Steve Harrigan. In Panama City. No, not Florida. Panama City, Panama has the details.
After talks between U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio and Panamanian officials, there certainly has been movement from Panama on trying to reduce Chinese influence over the Panama Canal. The president of Panama said they will end participation in Belts and Roads. That's a Chinese initiative for investment in infrastructure. Also, the Panamanian president said the 2 ports owned by China on the Panama Canal are now under audit. Will that be enough to satisfy the Trump administration? Panama's president did hold firm, saying the canal was controlled by Panama and would continue to be controlled by Panama, and that he foresaw no military action by the U.S. in Panama. In Panama City, Steve Harrigan, Fox News.
Just about 5:53 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, Willie Nelson and Bob Dylan hitting the road together once again this summer. Details on that tour lineup and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Sarah, Happy New Year. You look amazing. How are things with you and Mark?
Lisa, I can't thank you enough for telling me about Wave Men's Health. We've totally rediscovered each other. Mark's working out. Oh, and we're doing more as a family than laying around watching TV.
I told you, they're incredible. My husband and I had the same experience. It's like having that spark all over again, isn't it?
Exactly. It's more than the physical. It's the connection, the energy. It's the best gift we could have given ourselves.
This new year, make the resolution that changes it all. Wave Men's Health brings you proven options for ED, low testosterone, and enhancement. Reignite your drive, rebuild your confidence, and show up in the moments that matter most.
Here's to more love and more joy in the year ahead.
Cheers to that.
Book your appointment today at wavemenshealth.com or dial 850-266-7020. That's wavemenshealth.com or dial 850-266-7020. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Get the Midday News live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
That's Todd Rundgren, by the way.
Yes.
News Radio 92.3. Pensacola right now. I love Todd Rundgren's music. Absolutely good stuff there. Thought I'd throw some numbers at you real quickly here. The day's getting longer as spring creeps closer. See, this is going to put a smile on your face. It is 34 days now until daylight savings time begins on Sunday, March 9th. Spring officially arrives 45 days on March 20th. So go ahead and savor that thought.
I'm savoring it.
I am too, let me tell you. A number of FBI agents getting fired or, heck, possibly resigning from their positions over the weekend. David Spunt reporting from the Justice Department.
There is a 12-question survey that at least 4,000 agents received in their email inboxes asking if and how they were involved in those two prosecutions against now President Trump. On Friday, the acting Deputy Attorney General Emil Bove, the former defense attorney for President Trump, put out a memo that went department-wide. It was entitled Terminations regarding problems he sees within the department. He said these problems are symptomatic of deficiencies of previous leadership that must now be addressed. Brian Driscoll, the acting FBI director, said as career special agents and fellow FBI employees, we know firsthand that none of us are assigned to matters based on anything other than the responsibilities of the roles in which we serve.
Alrighty, just past 5:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for you for this hour. Earlier, we were talking about if you're traveling on Mobile Highway, passing Fairfield Drive and approaching Massachusetts Avenue, we had an accident reported there that was causing some congestion, but that has seemingly cleared out. And at around this time every hour, a lot of our issues seem to. But if you're traveling westbound on 9 Mile approaching Kim Strand Road, we still have some minor congestion there and may have a little bit lingering if you are on 9 Mile, or I already said 9 Mile Road, Kim Strand, but if you continue westbound towards Pine Forest Road, we just got a little bit of congestion there. Just a little bit, Chris. Cool your jets. As for the weather, you're just like, rawr, rawr. As for the weather, 65 degrees, low of 54. Tomorrow, going to be high of 71, low of 57.
So have you started planning for your tax returns? Have you started doing this?
I evade my taxes. I'm just kidding. Yes, I have.
Okay. Official start of the 25 tax season is now getting underway. Santa Rosa County Libraries are assisting residents with tax preparations. Volunteers from the free tax assistance company, AARP Tax Aid, will be appearing at the Gulf Breeze, Milton, and Navarre Libraries. The AARP Tax Aid Program provides service to low and middle income taxpayers with special attention to those ages 60 and older. And moviegoers had quite a weekend. I still got to get back to the movie theater. It's been about 6 months since I've been to one. Moviegoers let the dogs out over the weekend.
Alrighty.
That's a kind of a hint for you there. Kathleen Maloney explains in Fox on Film.
Fox on Film.
I'm Kathleen Maloney. Dogman enjoyed a barking good start at the box office, collecting a leading $36 million in its first weekend of release.
What if we sew the dog's head onto the man's body? Great idea!
Universal and DreamWorks Animation's canine crime-fighting film opened at the higher end of expectations thanks to a pent-up demand for family offerings. Another newcomer, Warner Brothers and New Line's satirical sci-fi thriller Companion, debuted at number 2 with $9.5 million.
There have been two moments in my life when I was happiest. The first was the day I met Josh.
I'm Josh.
I'm Iris. And the second, the day I killed him.
Disney's Mufasa the Lion King took the number 3 spot with $6.1 million. If Sony's One of Them Days drops to 4th place, earning $6 million. Kathleen Maloney, Fox News.
Alrighty, and mentioned this before the break, Willie Nelson and Bob Dylan hitting the road together once again this summer. The two music icons will headline the 10th anniversary edition of the Outlaw Music Festival. The 35-date tour will kick off May 13th in Phoenix and wrap up September 19th in East Troy, Wisconsin. Tickets for the tour go on sale Friday.
Okay, you've frame this thing as Trump has worked with Canada and Mexico. The tariffs have now been put on hiatus for 30 days.
News every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.